This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Glenwood Canyon crews made progress on the Grizzly Creek fire Saturday as containment reached 30%. Crews have burned fuels to box the fire in and stop it from spreading. CPR's Hart Van Denberg reports on what it's like on I-70 through the canyon.
The interstate, of course, is closed, and there have been road crews at work ever since it was safe to go in, and there's no debris on the road, although there is some off to the sides. And Amtrak and freight trains are now running through the canyon again.
That's CPR's Hart Van Denberg. Crews were able to contain the fire northwest at the I-70 corridor and No Name Drainage Road and Coffee Pot Road. However, it remains hot and dry through the canyon today. Today's your last chance to give feedback on RTD's next leader. A survey is on the agency's website right now. The board will pick a new CEO this week, and the finalists include transit experts from across the country. All of them are women. Colorado's congressional delegation split down party lines yesterday over a bill to help the U.S. Postal Service. The House bill provides $25 billion for the Postal Service and blocks service changes for this year. However, the Senate is not expected to take up the measure. And the Colorado Avalanche lost the first game of their second-round playoff series against Dallas yesterday. They'll try to even things up tomorrow. And the Denver Nuggets take on Utah today, trying to even their first-round series with the Jazz. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to CPR News.